Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
It's that time again, and we are very glad to be right here live at this table again tonight. Since we just came through what we just came through, which we're going to talk about. What did we come through?
Oh, we came through Irma.
Irma, yes. Welcome to Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac, along with my famous co-host, and I mean famous, she really is, Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, our resident expert. I love it. And with her tonight is one of her colleagues.
Yes, we have a little bruiser with us.
Little
in the
10-pound
tonight.
For those of you that watch on webcam, Bruiser is her 10-pound baby doggy who is 10 years old. Well, no, she's not even 10
no,
pounds.
She's 6 pounds.
She's 6 pounds and 10 years old. I got my numbers wrong. And Bruiser is her name, and of course, that's kind of interesting name for her
doctor.
It's
a little oxymoron.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. But you know what? Look at her little face, and she's looking like, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're here to have a good time, Bruiser. Welcome to the show. The first time she's ever been here.
It is, and she's in survival mode because we don't have power at home. And
you don't have power.
It's too hot to leave her in the home, so she's trucking along.
She went to work with you today.
Yes, she did.
And she went up when you evacuated?
Yes, she did.
Yes. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We are excited to have this topic because I think it's going to be helpful to people, but also because how life brings us topics week after week
it sure
on
does.
Go Yard, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Last week, we did a show called Being Prepared, and oh my, we did point out a lot of good things, and you talked about how you are always preparing for hurricanes come June 1st of every year. And I'm sitting here the other night thinking about that as you were telling me that, thinking, I better go get some batteries. I don't have anything. But after not having power for almost 4 days, I learned a little lesson myself this time. So what you said last week, and you really do go to that extent, don't
yes,
you,
I
every
do.
Year in June.
Yes, I do.
I know you well enough to know you probably do exactly what you say. That is so cute. Look at her looking. Anyway, so tonight we are going to have a topic called Surviving the Unexpected.
And that's what we are all doing here in the state of Florida right now is really we weren't sure what to expect our outcomes to be. You know, they told us last week this humongous storm was barreling towards some coast of Florida.
Yeah, some coast.
We weren't even sure where it was headed till it actually made landfall. And then it still changed directions.
Sure.
And so, you know, they're not predictable, and all of us have the unexpected recovery to have happen, and what does that look like?
And it doesn't necessarily have to do with a storm, you know, because
No. This
topic really cuts across all kinds of areas in our lives, which you're going to point out tonight. We also want to always, every single show, remind you of our website and the podcast here on tantalknetwork.com. Let's start with that. Any shows back, Pete, maybe you know this, our engineer Pete, how far back do the podcasts go for those who want to catch up?
A couple years, at least.
That's what I thought. They go back. And this is we're finished almost in September, but tonight.
It's tonight our three-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't even remember with everything going on. This is Surviving the Unexpected.
It's unexpected
that this is our... Yeah, there you go, Pete. I'm thinking it's next week, and no, it was 3 years ago tonight was our first show. So, congratulations to us, and we didn't even know it.
Yes, and we didn't.
We don't have balloons.
Been so distracted.
We've been so distracted with the unexpected that we really didn't remember. Yeah. But Bruiser's here to celebrate with us. So, yes, 3 years ago tonight was our first show. And so on podcast at tantalknetwork.com website, go to podcast, go down to Go Yard. You'll find at least a couple of years of shows there. Plus, at the end of every month, our webmaster goes to that location and takes them off of there, puts titles on that we give him, and puts them on our website, GoYard2014, which is the year we began, .org. It's an ORG. Why do we do that and go to that trouble if it's right here on podcast, a lot of them?
Well, it's really nice because, first of all of our shows are chronicled on our website. They're also titled. So you'll kind of get a gist of what that show is. So when the unexpected happens,
right,
and you're not, you know, you need some, you know, good strategies and tools to get through that, you have them based on the topic. So it really helps people to be able to go in and get that information when they need it.
Absolutely. So we are glad you've joined us tonight, and always go to our website or tantalknetwork.com and go to the podcast and catch up on shows you've missed, or look for titles on our website that of things you need to deal with right now in your life, because life does not stay consistently the same, as we learned this past week in Florida.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing we can always count on in life, it's changing.
Changing.
All the time it's changing.
So what you may need right now may not be the shows that you needed 2 weeks ago.
Or even a month from now. And so that's why we keep them up there for you. So you have them when you need them.
There you go. And why are we even doing this show, Dr. Angel? I mean, really, it's an effort. It's all of this. Why do we do this?
This show is about helping our listeners hit the home runs in life.
Yeah.
Helping them not just, you know, to live well, not just, you know, get through, but do it well and meet their goals and to feel, you know, content and reduce those stresses and reduce those anxieties and help their relationships and to do what we do, but do it very well with passion, with purpose. You know,
right.
Those are my P words.
Yeah, those are your words. Because we all face a lot of challenges in life. And this past week was a challenge for all of us in Florida, even before Irma came knocking on our door. All of the predictions and all of that was a stressful situation that all of us in Florida and the Keys and the all the islands in the Caribbean, all of us experienced a whole lot of stress. Plus, let alone all of our family and relatives in other states who felt terrible about what was about to happen and were fearing the worst.
And they felt very helpless. And then, you know, our communication hasn't been very clear here. And there's
been
some cell phone towers down. And,
right.
And it's hard to communicate to people and letting them know we're okay, we're safe.
Right.
We're, you know, we're just moving through and rebuilding right now.
Exactly. So let's talk about clinically, doctor. What happens when we are faced with a stress event that's coming up that we are anticipating and perhaps anxiety, panic begins to... Panic attacks and anxiety attacks are real, are they not?
Oh, absolutely, they're real, and they're debilitating, too.
Yes, they are.
They can bring a grown man to, you know...
Absolutely.
All the way down. And so...
To tears.
They are absolutely real. They're absolutely debilitating. And, you know, when you're going through times of, you know, increased stress, that's the biggest thing we're dealing with is anxiety, fear, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when things are going to happen. What is it going to look like? And, you know, there's been a lot of conversations, you know, related to the storm. But anytime something unexpected is going on, we don't know. And that's why it's unexpected.
Right.
You know, we're not sure exactly the impact, exactly how are we going to get through this? What is it going to look like? And those are the questions that just have resurfaced over and over.
Over and over. And I've known grown men in the last few weeks, or last week, let's say, who have been reduced to tears.
Absolutely.
Seriously. And panic and thinking they were dying, their families were dying, all of that. I mean, believing the worst. And I think when we deal with any of life's unexpected events, a bad diagnosis physically, something terrible happening to one of your kids, whatever, our minds tend to go towards the worst case scenario, don't they, doctor? I mean,
it does.
It does.
And
talk
that's
to
the
me about
fear,
that.
And we always take it to the worst extreme we could. I mean, most of the time we don't experience it on that level, but our minds go there first, which is what our feelings are starting to be based off of, which is why you'll see our anxiety level out of the roof. You're
right.
Going to experience, if you're prone to panic attacks, you may not even be prone. I've heard people experience them for the first time in their life over just these past week with what's gone on here.
Really? Okay.
And they don't understand it, you know, and then they equate, you know, anxiety and panic to being weak. And that's not true. It means you're overtaxing your stress system and your body is trying to get through that for you. It's trying to help you survive. It's a body response, a chemical response to stress.
So for somebody who's lived through this and had something like this happen, can you like tell them what it was perhaps that they were feeling? Not fear, but I mean, Was it, were they jittery? That kind of stuff.
So
symptoms.
What does a panic attack look
yes.
like? Okay, so they can
symptoms.
Look like a lot of things, like right. we always talk about. Your heart might be racing. You might be having cold sweats. You might be having hot sweats. You might be feeling like you can't breathe.
Okay.
A lot of times people experience just like this overwhelming feeling like doom and gloom.
Right.
A lot of times people will check in the hospital thinking they're having a heart attack.
Right.
And it's a panic attack because it does that to your heart. It'll just race it up. And
race your heart. Okay.
Absolutely. And it's hard to bring those levels back down once it gets amped up.
So a lot of times with anxiety and panic attacks, you're kind of ramped up. Is that what I hear you
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely. It's because it's releasing all these stress hormones through your body.
Stress hormones. Okay. What about the depression, though? Because some people get very down in the dumps.
Absolutely.
Just the, kind
do.
Of the opposite spectrum. But
well, your body's used up a lot
okay.
to get through the worry and the anxiety and the fear and all that, you know, to help you stay alive. That's your body system to stay
oh,
alive
okay.
and survive.
Sure.
And so your body uses a lot of those chemicals up, and sometimes you have a complete drop of those chemicals, which is where you'll see that depression
yes.
kick in.
Yes. Yes.
And so there is chemical bases to those experiences. It is not about being weak. It is not about not being able to handle your business. This is about going through a difficult time and your body's trying to help you.
And that's a good point to start the show with, because the show is entitled Surviving the Unexpected, not Succumbing to the Unexpected.
Absolutely.
We're not going to do that. We're sitting here right now because we have survived this unexpected, right?
Absolutely.
And so are most people in Florida and the areas affected. This crazy storm went all the way up. I saw that it was affecting Ohio, Indiana.
Wow.
I mean, crazy. I mean, really, it was massive. So, I mean, it's understandable is my point that people would overreact, I guess.
Well, when they tell you one of the largest mile-wide storm, over 400 miles in diameter, heading at one of the largest strengths we've ever seen, or is barreling at your community, that's not a joke. You know, it's time to take that serious, because we all know who's lived here a long time. We don't know where they're going to go until they hit.
Which is interesting for us Floridians, but people up north don't understand that. Now, they should, because of tornadoes, which
absolutely.
A lot of the Midwest has. I grew up hearing some of that, not all my life growing up, but part of it, the unexpected tornado that comes up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this is almost in a way worse with hurricanes, because you have so much time. When they start
yes.
forming off the coast of Africa, I mean, when was that, Pete? It was like 2 weeks ago or longer when this crazy thing started?
It was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, people don't really take it seriously because, you know, I blame the forecasters, because the forecasters say it's East Coast, and then it was supposed to go up north, and then finally it made a turn, and that's why you have to watch. But it's tough to prepare for a big storm like that. I mean, this is a storm that's never been seen before.
Right.
So you just always have to be prepared. If there's something coming to the East Coast, whether it's coming to the East Coast or not, prepare, because you never
exactly.
know. It may come in your own backyard. And that's what happened with this storm. We haven't had a storm to hit this area in 100 years.
Right.
We were due.
Right.
We were lucky, too, because this
yes,
was only
we were
a one or
very
two.
Very fortunate.
If this were a three or four, you wouldn't even have to worry about power. There would be no power for at least months. There would be
right.
no gas. I mean, complete destruction. We
oh,
were
yeah.
fortunate.
Oh, no. We were very
absolutely.
Fortunate.
Very fortunate.
Very fortunate. Thank you for your 2 cents. Appreciate
absolutely.
That.
Appreciate that.
Love including you.
And
absolutely.
You know, that's true. So you, for about 10, 12 days, you're
yes.
hearing this constantly, and it's changing its course
it
every time
it.
Almost that they get on the news. Oh, here's a new direction,
the
or now it's doing
models.
This.
I got so sick of hearing spaghetti. My sister said the other night, come over to my nephew's. We're having spaghetti. No, that's all right.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, you know, really, forget it.
And
forget
I can't
the spaghetti,
tell you.
Right?
I just want to eat spaghetti. I don't want to care. I don't care about spaghetti models
right,
anymore.
No more spaghetti models.
Enough of that.
Man,
I don't hear
enough
it.
Of that.
Yes.
Right.
And I felt like, you know, you're right with the news forecasters. You know, I feel like a lot of stations are wanting to tell you, I have the best report, the most accurate
yes.
for viewers.
Yes.
And they're telling, this is your track. And then in 6 hours is a different track.
Exactly.
And so what they're doing to people is creating anxiety everywhere. There's so much unknown and so much stress.
Go ahead.
I think
I
think the good thing that came out of this storm, Doctor, was the fact of Hurricane Harvey. Because when Harvey came ashore, It was listed as a 1 and came in as a 4. But it really opened a lot of people's eyes.
Yes.
And said, you know what? These storms are serious. We need to take them seriously instead of trying to have hurricane parties and do this and do that.
Right.
Because in years previous, that's what they would do.
Yes.
So I think it was a reminder.
I agree.
And I think it was a good thing. And even if you are prepared, look at what we got going on.
Oh,
how
man.
Many people still don't have power?
Yes.
How many people still don't have gas? Doesn't matter if you're not prepared. You're never going to be prepared enough for
right.
something like this. That's why it's called Mother Nature.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Pete.
Great point.
Yes, excellent. And with that point that he just made, you still don't have power. I just got power a few hours ago. And actually, mine went out on Sunday before the thing turned.
Mm-hmm.
So when I immediately was sitting there, and it was getting really bad outside, and realizing that I didn't even know if it was coming straight out. I mean, because I didn't have any TV anymore.
Right.
You know, it was kind of crazy. So for those of us that lost our power and our communication, yeah, we had, you know, communication by text with family members, but then cell towers went down.
Yes.
And so there were so many unexpected things, and that's why we're doing this show, because you know, one thing I learned is that I do need to get some batteries in.
Well, and you know, you're right.
Next June, I'm going shopping with you.
Yes, we'll have a little shopping party. But even having and being as prepared as you can possibly be, it's still a lot to have to deal with in the aftermath.
Exactly.
I mean, my house inside is 86 degrees, and
right.
that is not very comfortable.
You
level.
Have water in the house, too, but you
I
live close to the
water. I did have
water
in the
so.
House, and I have tons of outside damage, and thank God the house was spared, and no windows were broken, and I have a roof, and I am very grateful for that. But the rebuilding, you know, just having to go to work every day
right.
and not being able to sleep at night, haven't had a hot meal.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, our cold drink, how much we take having a cold
ice.
Drink for granted.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, I went 2 or 3 days without ice, really, except for, you know, going out for a meal somewhere. But there really wasn't much open at all.
No.
The McDonald's near me was lined out of McDonald's, way down US 19. Just people getting in for a burger or whatever they had. They really were only giving you what they had, basically. So it's just been crazy. But with all that said, and the lessons we've learned perhaps to be a little more prepared, like Pete pointed out. I thought that was an excellent point.
Yes.
The forecasters, it's very hard to be them.
Yes.
I would not want to be them when it changes like it does. And he just made a great point. Mother Nature sometimes does not do what you think your computer says it's going to do.
Absolutely. It's unpredictable. And we know that. And so, you know, the unexpected is happening, and it's happened. And how do we survive that now? And
right.
you know what? I have seen so much on social media of, you know, people complaining and getting angry about it.
Right.
And that's not surviving this unexpected.
No.
You know, and surviving it really is finding the moments, you know, the diamonds in the rough, making up new ways of trying to find what am I grateful for? What's, you know, how can we use this time in a different way, something positive?
Well, we want to talk about that right after the break, about what you and your sons did on your journey to northern Georgia. And we want to talk specifically about that. And maybe people, you can grab a pen and get some ideas from Dr. Angel, because she's extremely creative. She really is, you know. So, but back to this depression thing, okay? Because before we go to break, I want you to talk about the fact that some people, it's almost like when the storm is over, then they're depressed.
Absolutely.
Right?
Their body's been on such high alert
yes.
for so long. I
yes.
mean, think about it. At least, you know, a week, we've been on pretty high alert with that storm.
At least, yeah.
And that's a long time to keep your stress responses elevated. And so as soon as that storm comes through, your stress responses don't need to be elevated. It's happened. Now your body's like just
crashing.
The crash.
It's a crash.
It's a crash.
Thing.
And
it can make you feel like, oh.
And, you know, and actually
wow.
right now, even during cleanup, some people may still be, you know, having that extra energy and those stress responses are still going because they're kind of still in survival mode a little bit. And even weeks from now, people may have that depression crash.
Right. And as we relate this whole thing, not just to the storm, but events in our lives that are unexpected that come in, a tragic death in your family or a tragic diagnosis or a sudden person telling you, I'm leaving you, I'm divorcing you, and you didn't see it coming.
Or losing your job.
Or losing your job or losing your finances, whatever the case may be. there are so many things like this in our lives that we have to have some help knowing how to survive those unexpected changes that happen in our lives, don't you think?
Absolutely, because we're all going to experience them. I don't think you're going to walk the face of this earth without experiencing the unexpected many times throughout your life.
Right.
And so we want to survive that. We don't want those unexpected events to take us down under and bury us. We want to learn how to get on top of them and how to survive them as best as we can.
So tell me this before we go to break. How good is it for you to be responsible, I suppose, for others, like maybe parents or pets or whatever? Does it help to distract you a little bit to know that, wait a minute, I've got to be strong here? Is that a good thing?
It can be a good thing. It can be a lot of additional pressure on some people.
Right.
And
sure.
So, you know, there's a lot more to take care of. And so, you know, it definitely taxes those stress responses in our body. When we are getting through this, even if you're doing it alone, it's a stressor.
Yeah,
because where's the support?
Right.
You're not feeling
support.
And I don't think going through the unexpected, there's like this, oh, best case scenario.
It's not like that. Everybody has to do it for themselves, don't they?
They do. And, you know, the more support we have, the better we can do it.
Right.
But, you know, going through them, it's a challenge. There is no doubt it is going to knock the wind out of you at some point. It is a challenge when things happen, especially big things that we can't see coming.
Yeah. And like when the flood waters began to rise in Texas and the winds began to blow here in Florida. I mean, you feel it coming, you see it coming, and it's almost like you don't believe it, right?
No, it's like surreal.
It is surreal.
It is like,
yes.
And how much sleep deprivation, you know, when you're going through the unexpected, a crisis happens, you're not sleeping, your body's not resting, you're thinking, you're trying to figure this out. What are we going to do? How do we pick up these pieces? And so we're trying to get through a difficult thing with less energy, less strength, you know, and so it makes it even more challenging.
And when it feels like it's 104 in your house, you know, at night and you're trying to sleep, you're not getting quality rest whatsoever.
Not at all. And then when you have to have your windows open because you need some kind of air, and you have to worry about looters because you have no power and everybody knows it.
Right.
You know,
so it makes you very, very grateful for the air conditioning we have now. And I don't think I would have been very good living in the 1700s, Pete. I just really think I proved to myself that I love electricity.
I do, too.
And I like water.
I love internet, and I like cable.
I like cable.
Yes.
I like Netflix.
I do.
Love water.
I like those free streaming
ice.
Movies.
Yes.
I can't
love
live without
all
that
of
that.
I love sports. I was like, mine went out before football started Sunday evening, you know, and I had my, okay, here's what I'm doing for Sunday evening. I had my plan, you know.
I was fortunate because it didn't go out, so I got a chance to watch that god-awful game between the Giants and the Cowboys. And I got at least a chance to watch football, which I was worried about at the time.
But I was,
of course,
too.
You know, we shouldn't be worried about that. Probably should be worried about the storm coming through our house. But,
yep.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you want to take your mind off
of
something
don't
like
you think?
That. That's what sports is there
that's
for.
That's what it is.
And that's what this storm caused us not to do. It caused us to think just about this storm, which was scary. In itself.
It was scary.
Because you know it's going to come.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to talk more about this and some tips here coming up. Let's do a little break and listen to these songs, handpicked by Dr. Angel, of course.
I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Don't turn it off now. You need this. this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right. Great song, Here Comes the Sun.
Yes.
It did.
It has.
It has.
Very much.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us now, this is Go Yard. We're on the air every Thursday night right at this time, 6:06 p.m. till 7. And this is our third anniversary tonight, which we didn't remember until a few weeks or two few minutes ago. That'd be too much going on. We forgot it was our third anniversary show. But this is a good one, don't you think, for an anniversary?
No. I agree.
Why?
Well, it's we unexpected our anniversary.
Right, we had an unexpected. Yeah, Pete, we had an unexpected anniversary too. So
we should have been able to predict that one.
Yeah,
I know.
Surviving the unexpected third year anniversary and turning it into a great show. Right? Okay. There you go.
But that's just it, you know,
right.
And life happens. It happens to everyone.
Well, it wasn't top of the mind awareness for us because we were both dealing with no power and very little food, et cetera, and energy, et cetera. It wasn't even on our minds what the day was. It wasn't
Not
mine.
At all.
Yeah.
You know, your priorities kind of change a lot when you go for the unexpected.
Exactly.
And so your mindset changes a little bit too. And so you have to kind of go with it sometimes.
You go with it and cut yourself slack. This show is called Surviving the Unexpected, and we are surviving the unexpected realization that it is our third anniversary show. And 3 years ago tonight, we began with Go Yard with a vision of Dr. Angel.
Helping people hit those home runs in life.
And, you know, with your counseling experience, your degree, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, with my years of counseling, like 30 years of counseling as a pastor, I shouldn't have said that because that kind of tells you how old I am, but okay. Anyway, I mean, but all the time that we have dedicated our lives to helping others, it just seemed natural about 3 years ago we started to brainstorm a show and do this. And I don't know about you, but I love doing this show.
I love the show. It energizes me. And it really
does.
I look forward to Thursday night.
And because you have so many counselors that work under you, they are required to listen.
I don't require them to listen, but a lot of them listen. A lot of them use our shows in therapy with their patients, and I think that's great.
Yes, fantastic. So it gets a dual purpose there and helps a lot of people. We invite you to send questions to us and use our email address, goyard2014@gmail.com. Because we want to do a question and answer show again very soon, and we've found that when people try to text their story, it is just too long.
Yes.
And complicated.
And emails are easier to print.
Emails are. And so we usually handle 10 or 11 questions every 3 months or so. So we got one coming up soon. So you got time to send in your interesting life scenarios. And Dr. Angel will answer and give you ideas on what you can do for your problem. GoYard2014@gmail.com. And we want to remind you that this show airs every Saturday and Sunday at noon Eastern, 12 Eastern, on www.starcomradionetwork.com. Forward, starcomradionetwork.com. So every Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon Eastern, you can hear this again if you miss it, or go to our podcast.
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Angel, for those who say you really don't have any idea how hard this was, the stress of the storm or the stress of my life going through a divorce right now or the stress of aging parents or whatever the case may be for their stressor. And a lot of times what's interesting, we have a lot more things going on than one thing.
Oh, absolutely. There's
life
usually
brings,
multiple things going
right?
on.
Right? It's multi-layered of the stresses. And it's hard to say, well, this one's more stressful than that. It's just a feeling of being overwhelmed sometimes that people are dealing with, like last week.
On top of regular everyday life. It was the beginning of the month. It was when bills were due.
Right.
You know, there's a lot going on for people. And, you know, I don't think there's ever a time when the unexpected happens that it's convenient.
Right, no.
You know, it just, there's not. It's always happening in the middle of other things happening.
Oh, I know. And you know, interestingly enough, the weekend before the storm, which was Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
My sister and I and all of her family, kids, grandkids, eight of her 10 grandkids, we all spent that whole 4-day time in the Keys.
Yes.
Because that was my brother-in-law who passed away recently's final wish to have his ashes scattered at a certain at the Seven Mile Bridge.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, we did that at exactly, which was interesting, the exact time, 7 p.m. on September 3rd, it just worked out, which was the anniversary, the 15th anniversary of my sister and her husband's first date. Aww. So all of it worked together so beautiful. But my point is, just the weekend before this total devastation was absolutely gorgeous in the Keys. The weather was perfect. We had no, we just, it, everything was perfect. And life changed so drastically that even right where we were, we're not sure about the resort where we were, but it was in Marathon, Isla Mirada. It looks terrible from the pictures right now. And just how quickly, here's my point, how quickly, when we plan, we've had that thing planned forever that weekend, and then the storm comes right after. And so often when things are so good, then it comes a storm. Isn't that kind of typical of life? Kind of a metaphor?
Yeah, it is a great metaphor. And usually that is how it happens. Sometimes when you finally feel like, yes, we're going through, we're smooth sailing, boom. Yeah. Something unexpected like rears its head at you and you got to figure it out.
Right.
And, you know, and I think one of the cool things about life is we talked about at the top of the show, life is always changing. And even when you're going through the unexpected, that is consistently changing.
Exactly.
And so no matter how challenging it is in the moment, a day, a couple hours, a week, a month will make a huge amount of difference in that situation that you're
right.
going through.
Exactly.
And so we got to keep that perspective in our minds as we're going through those
kinda
challenging.
Kind of gives us hope, don't you think?
It should
that we're
give
gonna
us
get
a lot
through
of
this
hope.
Because there will be a time you look back and say that happened, but it's not that fresh, you know?
Absolutely. And it's going to change. It's
right.
going to change somehow. You know, we have efforts that we can help with those changes. You know, some things we have no control over and we just have to wait it out. And anytime an unexpected happens, that's what happens to us, is it's going to keep changing as you're going through. And so we have to keep barreling through and keeping our focus on, okay.
What do I have to do right now?
What can I do right now? The best
and
choice for right
now.
And
with that said, don't you think there's probably a lot of people in Texas and in Florida who kind of buried their head in the sand with how bad it was going to be and didn't do anything?
Oh, I'm sure there was a lot of people.
I mean, I'm not the
people.
Only one that stayed put in my home.
There was a lot
home.
Of people who didn't, you know,
do much.
As much as others. Absolutely. And then there was a lot of took it really serious. And I think there was a lot of variation in how people, but no matter, I think, what, even if people who minimized it still was very anxious and stressed.
So my point for all that is that we need to cut each other slack
yes.
when somebody else in our sphere of influence or family does not react the way we're reacting.
Absolutely, because each person, you know, they have to make the choices for themselves, and some of us will do different responses to the same stress, and that's
right.
okay, and that's okay. That's a really okay.
Right.
And we can't judge what other people are
that's
doing.
That's my point.
That's not our,
you know, it's not for
place.
Us to judge because who knows what they've been through before or...
Right, exactly. We do not know what they're using to base those choices on at all. And so we need to worry about ourselves and how do I get through this moment? How do I survive this unexpected? How can I get my life the best it can be in the moment right now?
So your decision last week through this, because you live a block off of the water
mm-hmm.
in a very nice location, you decided to get your sons, two of them, the other one is in the Army, and get them all loaded up in your Jeep Wrangler, orange Jeep Wrangler. If you see one around town, that's hers, Dr. Angel. And it's actually her license plate says that, so you'll know who it is. And anyway, head north on the
Absolutely
interstate,
did.
As did most of Florida decide that was the thing to
yes,
do.
Yes, they did.
And it was hard, wasn't it?
It was hard. And I'll tell you, when I left the radio, I went home, and
right.
the fire
Last
department
Thursday
was
night.
At my door
telling
me
you to
we
get
had
out.
To leave.
Yeah.
And literally, we spent 30 minutes picking our what we needed to leave with and get out. And
wow.
So,
how hard would that be?
You know, it was funny because when you think about it before the moment, you're like, oh, what would I need to take? What would I need to take? But when you're in that moment, it was... The lives that I needed to have, a couple days of clothes, the important documents to help us rebuild, insurance documents, birth certificates, and we were gone. Anything else could be replaced.
And Bruiser obviously
yes.
went
Little
with
Bruiser
you.
Went
Little
with
Bruiser
us.
Went with
lives.
Yes, lives. And but how important that was, and but that's a stark like in your face. You go home and the fire truck's there. You got to leave.
You got to leave. And so it was get the most valuable things out, medications to get through, the important documents to rebuild after the fact, and a couple days worth of clothes and the people, and then we were out.
And did you feel like your sons were scared? Just a personal question. I mean, they're wonderful young men. I mean,
You know, it's funny because I do have my youngest has some, he's OCD and he's very anxious. And so anytime something unknown happens, it really triggers his anxiety. But one of the things I think helps my kids is that they know their safety is first for me.
Right.
And I will do anything I can to make sure they're safe and they're protected. And that's what I did. And they know that. And I think that was very comforting.
And you keep things calm. You're not one of those alarmists. And that's a recommendation right now for this show, that when you're surviving the unexpected, it doesn't help to break down and cry in front of your young dependent children or your elderly parents. It doesn't help to scream and why me, why is this happening to me, or just lose it, basically. It doesn't help the situation, does
it? Well, and you know what? You also have to be careful of your adult conversation around them.
Exactly.
Because they're anxious and scared, and they don't have hardly any power and control over their lives. And so they're hearing everything that you're expressing in your panic, and they're taking it, and it multiplies.
Right.
And so we have to be careful of our adult conversation. And so, you know, those reassuring words of, you know, I'm here to keep you safe. We're going to do the best we can do.
Right.
You know, and that's it. You're going to have your needs met. That maybe all I can do right now is make sure we have shelter and food every day. But that's what we'll do.
Right. Exactly. And it's how you communicate things. Recently, I was with at my son's house and his wife, and the two little guys are 6 and 9. And I was spelling something that I didn't want them to know, you know. And my daughter-in-law looked at me and she goes, they can both spell now, Nana. You can't communicate it that way. But I mean, sometimes we just take the wrong form of communication. I was wrong. There's that. My gosh, these boys can spell. You know, we forget how it's being received is my point.
We do. And we're not even so much sure the messages we're sending, because we're in a panic and we're stressed and we're going through difficult times. And I'll tell you, it's difficult to have, you know, no luxuries that we're used to, like electricity, and then having to go pull a full day at work, and then having to try and figure out, how am I going to feed my kids tonight? We have no food in our house to feed the kids other than canned goods that we're tired of eating.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, how am I going to, you know, and then waiting an hour and a half gas lines because you can't drive anywhere without gas, and we're still not getting supplies.
And you found that going north, and you found it coming south, right? Hour and a half, 2 hours.
Hour and a half, 2 hour gas lines. Couldn't find food coming back. Like, it was, let's go to the gas station and make the best buffet we can find with Little Debbie's and chips.
And that's what you guys
did? And that's
what
we had to do,
These big guys. I don't know how you kept your sons satisfied with food like that.
It was challenging. But, you know, we try to make a light of the situation, not light of the situation, but light in the moment. And I think that was a really helpful thing for their comfort, was we made up games and routes.
That's what I want you to talk about right now. You did, and guys, get a pen and write some of this down, because Dr. Angel is one of the most creative people I know when it comes to her children and entertaining them, all three sons. Although Anthony's in the Army, and so doesn't need that entertainment now, but the other two really do. So give us some ideas, Doctor.
And then, you know, and it's funny, is because my second son's an adult. He's 19.
Yeah.
But they still need that comfort and those entertainment.
Yes,
and it was very
do.
Comforting. So we would make up games in the car. We would, you know, and going up, we would try and get all 50 states with a license plate. And because there's so many people leaving, we were counting all of our states. And then we play the billboard game, where you try to go through the alphabet, finding words off billboards. Now, coming back, there was no billboard, so we couldn't play that game.
The billboards have gone south,
Put the, you know, the music in, and everyone gets to pick a song. And it's kind of cool to get to learn what your kids really like to listen to, and then to get to hear some of the songs you like to listen to.
And that's fun.
We played a 20 questions game, where you pick an item in your head and you got to ask yes or no questions to figure out what they're thinking about.
Oh, wow.
Which was very interesting, and hours of entertainment.
Oh, that's cool.
But a lot of good conversation. And while they're thinking of these games, they're not thinking of what's happening right here in the moment, what's going on around
us,
that mom's down to almost no gas and there's no power in sight.
Right.
You know, and I didn't want them to know that.
Right.
And, you know, when I let them know the plan, you know, when we get to this level of gas, we're going to get gas.
Right.
Even it's way before we need it. We never went under a half a tank of gas.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted them to know, to feel safe. And so, you know, it was a hunt for, okay, let's look at the app. Let's see where we can find some gas, which wasn't really as helpful as people said it would be. But that's okay. we still made the best of the moment. We counted all kinds of stuff on the way. Trucks, how many power trucks coming into the state? How many tree trucks? Like, we just took that time and tried to distract
them. These
are
great ideas.
As much as we possibly could coming back. And we had some fun, wild moments. We laughed and laughed. I laughed and cried driving home with the kids. And it was good time.
The seven-hour trip took you?
16 hours to come home.
Wow. To come home.
To come home.
Going up?
14 hours to get there.
Wow.
And I thought getting there was really bad.
A seven-hour trip.
If somebody would have told me it would have been 16 hours to get home, I don't know if I would have felt I could have done that. But I did.
Yeah.
You just keep
driving. You just keep going. Yeah. And that's one thing. It's surviving the unexpected is you put one foot in front of the other.
You don't stop. Don't stop.
Talk to me about that point, because I think that's a huge point when it comes to this surviving the unexpected, whether it means you're going through a divorce or whatever.
We got Nan on the line.
Oh,
all right.
Well, we love Nan. Hey, Nan.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're having fun. And Nan, this is our third anniversary show, and we didn't even remember it, so it was unexpected.
That's so exciting, you know? It's like, yeah. I heard that earlier. Y'all were saying that. Yes.
Yeah, Nan, you were walking in the studio just to come listen on our first anniversary show. Do you remember?
I remember that. Yes, I do.
And where was Dr. Angel? Pete, you don't even
stuck
know this, where Dr. Angel was on our first anniversary show.
I got stuck in a storm on the interstate.
And she couldn't get here for our first anniversary show. And I'm like, okay, who am I going to be talking to here?
That's tough.
You know, it was tough. I think Bobby was the engineer. And Nan.
Even tougher.
Yeah. Nan from our ministry just happened to walk in right then. She goes, I just decided to come listen to the show live tonight. Oh, my gosh. Nan, come in here and put headphones on. Remember that, Nan?
I will well remember that, yes. That's the only time I've ever walked in there for a live show.
You've never done that. She's not coming back. She's never coming back after that. But no, go ahead. What did you call in about? You want to comment on something?
Yes, I did. You guys were talking about the way different people react differently to stress and things that's happening. I got to witness that firsthand with my family.
Uh-huh.
My brother, now, of course, keep in mind, he has his own business. He's trying to run that business he's got men in Houston right now working with some Houston stuff. So he's got that going on. He had my place, my parents' place, his girlfriend's place, his place, and my son's place all on his mind. Okay, so he had a full plate going on. But
right.
He was like about a basket case. He was about to drive me crazy. I didn't like being around him.
Yeah.
And my father, we were all sitting down eating breakfast, and my father is just so calm, and he's like, everything's going to be okay. And see, my father comes from a history of he was a district fire chief. He was a first responder. That was his career.
Oh, yeah. So he was probably more calm.
How to know what to do and how to handle emergency crisis situations. My brother was just off the chain, man. They got into it. I left.
Wow.
Not during the storm, of course, but it was before. Because I didn't want to hear the argument. And it stopped. I mean, they apologized to each other. Everything's fine. But it was interesting to see the two different ways of responding. One was panicked, almost. And the lack of sleep and all that stuff that went with it. And there was my father on the hand just being the stationary rock. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to take care of stuff. So I got to see it firsthand in my family. You know, so
that's a great observation, because that does show that so often there is somebody in our little sphere who is staying calm and handling.
You know, and that's an anchor person. That's the person people want to be around. And you know, we want to get to that point where we can go through that unexpected.
Right.
And we don't have to feel like a basket case. And
yes.
We may feel it. We just don't project what we're feeling. You know, I felt extremely anxious going through that. But I didn't let my kids see that.
Right. That's the whole thing. Did you want to comment any more on that, Nan? Because that's very good point.
No, that's it. Y'all said that, and I thought I'd share. I saw that firsthand. Well, just one other little thing, if I could say.
You can.
You know, I'm watching all this that's happened, and I thought, you know, how many people have had relationships restored because of this.
Yeah.
You know, when we're in a crisis and we're having to reach out to people and we're helping people and we're doing that, sometimes people realize, well, you know, it really wasn't that important, that argument that I had with
that's a good point.
That I don't talk to anymore. Or you know, the husband and wife who are arguing and bickering and fighting and maybe divorced, maybe not, but I still love you, but I don't know, on and on.
Yeah.
How many relationships were restored as a result of this?
Well, you're talking about looking at the positive things from this, and we've kind of been talking about how hard this has been, but really, I like that, Nan. I like the fact that you're saying, let's look at what positive might have happened in some of our listeners' lives as a result of this storm.
Well, you know, you make a great point, because a lot of times during the unexpected, we reprioritize. Our priorities change. They have to.
Yes.
And those can be a good change in priorities, like tearing down walls that were there in relationships and rebuilding again on some of those important things. And so that's what, when we're going through the unexpected, there's always nuggets. I remember saying we have nuggets. Those are those nuggets we're looking for, the things that we didn't have before that we do have now.
Right. I'm going to buy one of those little lanterns like my sister had that's battery operated. It's like a little, it's really like a camping lantern. I'm going to do that. So, yeah, that's an example, too. I mean, just all of these things that we're going to do different maybe next time, right?
Too. Like, in processing, how did our plan work? What could we change? And doing it better if we ever have to do it again. You know, so learning from it, we can learn a lot from these experiences too. Mm-hmm. I am learning to buy a generator. I'm just telling everybody out there.
Yeah.
I learned that I need to buy a generator because power outages are very hard.
Exactly. Nan, thank you for your comments.
Of course. Thank you, two ladies, for being there. Angel, I hope your electricity gets restored quickly. I have some friends of ours who have faith in the same situation, and I'm just praying that it'll come on quickly for you and your family, okay?
Oh, thank you.
And Nan, you are officially the part of the first anniversary show and the third.
I'll put that in my journal.
Yeah, you put that in your journal. Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't even invite people to call in, but Nan knows she can.
Oh,
right?
That's awesome.
But normally, people, audience, you can call in. That's what this show's about. Anyway, go ahead, kind of wrap this up. We've just got about 4 or 5 minutes here.
Well, you know, when the unexpected happens, you know, first of all, keep in mind that things are always changing. And tomorrow won't look like today, and next week won't look like that. And keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yes.
Look at your moment now and deal with what's in front of you now. Don't keep thinking about what that long term is going to look like, because it will overwhelm you. Have an extra dose of patience. You're not usually when you're going through an unexpected, it's other people are being impacted as well. We don't usually experience negative things in a vacuum at some level. And
no, that's right.
Having some extra dose of patience with yourself.
Right.
With others. I mean, I can tell you now, I haven't slept. My memory has, like, my brain is so slow at processing information. It took me 2 hours to do something I would normally do in 15 minutes today. And
just
I had to just stop. It's going to be okay. Let's just chunk this and get it done.
And that's really important, that stopping and saying, okay, cut yourself some slack and those around you some slack. And when we're in public or in a restaurant or waiting, wait your turn with patience. All of those kinds of things are important. And I imagine at some of the gas stations, people were not too nice.
They were not. Some were very nice. Some were downright rude. And you see the best and the worst in people especially a mass crisis like this occurs. Some people, to the kindness of strangers, I could tell you hundreds of stories of the wonderful kindness, and I can tell you hundreds of stories of the rudest behaviors I've ever experienced. And, you know, where do we want to fit in on that? You know,
exactly.
Are we going to be one of those kindness? Are we going to reach out and help our fellow humans as we're going through this together?
We want to look back on these crisis situations and unexpected things in our lives, no matter whether it's a storm or a relationship that ends or a loss of a job
or
whatever it might be, that look back and say, I handled it the best I felt like I could at the time. I mean, don't you think? I mean, we want to strive to be people of integrity and people of kindness.
Yes.
Kindness, I mean, goes a long way. Holding the door for somebody or letting somebody.
Or just letting them in traffic.
Yes,
like, that's been a big lifesaver. You know, and that's just it. When we're going through the unexpected, a lot of times we get so wrapped up in our own experience of it.
Right.
We forget other people in our lives are going through it. Like, even if you lost a job, it's affecting your children, your partner, your family. Other people around you are impacted. It's not just you. And so how we have to keep that in our mind, too.
We do.
And how this affects others. And, you know, just look for the nuggets. There's
always. I saw on the news right before I walked out of the house, Chainsaw Nan. Have you seen Chainsaw Nun? Have you seen her?
I have not.
Chainsaw Nun is a nun up in, I don't know, the East Coast someplace. Did you see it? Oh, it's so cute.
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, it's a nun in her habit and everything with a chainsaw. How does a nun happen to have a chainsaw? But she did. And she's out cutting these big branches that are over the road with a chainsaw. She's called Chainsaw Nun now. You got to see her. She's really cute. Older lady with a chainsaw. So, nice. I mean, sometimes we do unexpected things. I mean, that's pretty unexpected.
That is, you know, and it's funny because there's a social media group about people who've gone through this storm, and they're banding together and cooking food for the first responders and bringing it out to the power companies, people who don't even know each other. You know, they're doing things to help others get through it, and in turn, they're helping themselves get through it.
My own niece up on Highway 54, there's an old abandoned Target at the Suncoast Highway. And she put on Facebook today, she found out that's where all the people, the linemen are staying and all that, but they don't even have beds, they don't have anything. And she was today gathering supplies and saying, take this there, go to the door, tell them that this is for them, you know, cots and blankets and stuff.
No matter what kind of unexpected you go through, reaching out to others helps you get through that. Yes. It builds your strength.
Doesn't it?
It does.
So what we're saying is you can survive the unexpected, and you can do it well.
You can.
You can do it well.
And you can come out of it better than you were before.
Absolutely. And so if you're tired and weary because of everything you've just been through, that's okay. Everybody is. That's okay. Cut yourself some slack. Cut others slack. And realize that something good's going to come from this, because that's what usually happens in life.
Absolutely.
Something unexpected, something good, a lesson learned. Yes. You learn, don't you?
You know, and take some deep breaths and kind of go with the flow. You know, you may not be eating the food you want. Be happy. You know, you can find food. You know, this is the time to kind of go with the flow a little bit and take what you can get and be happy that you have that instead of complaining about what you don't have.
Right. Don't complain. Just be kind.
Be kind.
Yes. Wow. This has been a fun show.
It has.
And of course, no notes in front of us. As usual, we are winging it because we like to be sporadic.
We do.
Happy third anniversary, Dr. Angel. I can say that I can't imagine doing the show with anybody but you. I love your wisdom. I love your humor. I love the way that you just come right back at me sometimes and give me a hard time and all of that. Pete's our new engineer. We love Pete. We've known him a long time. He's a sweetheart. Thank you for your input.
Absolutely.
We love it when you have input. And
love being here.
Yeah, it's great. And so for our audience, please relax, take it easy. You're going to get through this too.
You are. And happy anniversary to you, Mama Mac.
Yes, happy anniversary, Dr. Angel. And we're going to continue. We'll be right here next Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. And this show will be heard 12 noon Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Code to the podcast. It'll be up in just a few minutes, Noah and Pete, or tonight.
It'll be up in a few minutes.
All right. So you can go hear all this craziness again. So this has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing Go Yard your way. See you next week, right at the same time, same station, same table, same chairs. See you then.
Good
and
night.
Bruiser might be here again. See ya. Bye.
They say you only live once, but I live twice. I got a new lease on life.